Hi.
Back in.
Again.
Episode 5.
Yep.
Exciting times.
Very exciting times. Episode 5, Movie Magic with Ben and Paul.
Whoa. Lot going on, a big episode, but we're going to fit it all in.
We are.
A smaller amount of time, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully, we'll see how we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start off with, yes, we do have another prize.
Yeah,
we do. Have another prize. You may, our coffee plunger last week, we're still actually going through the emails.
Yeah, but don't stop sending them in.
Yeah, don't.
Because we're having a lot of fun reading them.
Yeah.
So keep them coming, and we haven't chosen a winner yet.
So if there was one, which was the tearjerker, no, listen to the last episode, and then that will tell you what to do. But still email them in, because we haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
We're close to, but we haven't quite decided. But anyway, the prize for this week... was a film tie-in.
What?
A film tie-in, the prize.
A film tie-in. I think it's a film tie-in.
No, a tie-in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, diction.
To the smash hit film Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Yeah, starring Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but
yeah.
I'm sure you've
already seen this prize, but you didn't quite know what the reasoning behind why we're giving it away.
Yeah.
And now you do.
Well, I do now, yeah.
Sound clue.
Should I tell them what it is?
Yeah, tell them what it is.
It is a massive tennis ball.
Oversized tennis ball.
Yeah.
Which could be sitting on your mantelpiece or maybe in the center of your dinner table.
Just to give you an idea of how big it is, it's like my head, almost. Not quite shaped. My head's a bit more kind of oval, but it's almost my head.
So you could have an oversized tennis ball similar to the size of Paul's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually got quite a big head, so it's a bit smaller than my head, but it's quite big.
It's quite big. It's a decent-sized tennis ball. And you can win that by answering our question at the end of the episode.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But for now, movie of the week. I tried to add a lot of excitement there.
Yeah, well, you did.
And
you
try
succeeded.
And vary it up. Was it too much?
No, I don't think so. Well, it might have topped out the microphone levels, so it might be a bit distorted. We'll
see
that.
Your face was more just in shock of the excitement.
Well, it was. I was speechless. I wanted to add something, but I was just lost for words. But we're in now.
What's our movie of the week, Paul?
This week, we've decided to go classic, go old school, take it back to the roots, and go with The Lion King, Disney classic.
Excellent Disney classic. Featuring the stellar voice cast, the likes of Matthew Broderick, James Earl Jones, Jeremy Irons, Nathan Lane, the list goes on. It was absolutely fantastic. Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Zazu.
What about the kid from Tool Time?
Oh, JTT.
Yeah,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, that's the one. Love that kid.
And also, fun fact, he didn't do the singing voice of Simba, but a wee kid at the time called Jason, his name's Jason, but he pronounced it Jason, did the voice of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, there you go. Probably he was like the Justin Bieber of the time.
Yeah, probably.
Just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what was your overall view of it?
Well, I mean, Lion King... amazing film. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it in years.
Mm.
Last time I saw it, Lion King was actually the stage musical in Australia.
But that's quite different, isn't it?
Well, it is quite different.
I'm jealous though because I.
But it is.
Seen it.
It's not that different. But it's it's obviously
same
on stage,
essence, yeah.
Not animated.
Yeah,
but
people.
It's a great musical. But anyway, the film, amazing film, one of the best, one of the best films.
Okay, well, let's review it.
Out of six.
Do you want to begin?
No, you go first.
Okay.
I haven't decided on my score yet.
Six. I can't go any lower. I was playing with it. I was like, I wouldn't change anything. Yes, there's other films which I...
like more, maybe?
Well, yeah, maybe. But I can't fault it. And I have watched it since a young age, and I still... I re-brought it recently on Blu-ray.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because it's just so good.
I feel like I probably have to go with six as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
there you go.
It's an amazing movie.
Yeah. Maybe we should just review everything and say better or worse.
I think there'd be a lot of worse of. Like, worse than ends.
Yeah.
Because Because it's hard to beat.
It would turn into a really negative podcast.
It would. It would.
Which we don't want at all.
We were talking earlier about this, the scene. Spoilers alert. Spoiler alert. Just one spoiler.
Don't give it
When Mufasa dies, one of the saddest moments in film history.
And it's the music which goes with it, hence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just absolutely. Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
That's amazing.
And then it builds itself back up, and then you end up with some of those epic hits by Elton John, lyrics by Tim Rice.
Amazing film.
Yeah, cool.
That was classic film of the week.
Why do we always stop there? There's no jingle out, is there?
Well, no.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Listen to that rain coming down.
I know.
Mike's picking it up.
Do you know, I had a little listen of our last episode.
Yeah.
And it was, you could hear the wind in the background. It sort of sounds like we're in a wee, like,
cave or something.
Yeah, just that's recording. Because that's the efforts we go to record this podcast. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the weather is, we're creating.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
You can't rain us off.
Remake remix.
Remake remix, let's do it. Remake. Remix. Love those ear horns. Those ear horns.
They're my favourite.
Get me pumped every time.
Oh, probably my favourite segment.
Yeah.
I know I've said another segment's my favourite, but at the end of the day, this is my favourite.
This
segment.
Is a lot of fun.
It creates the most interest.
A lot of fun. Last week, I've got to apologise again. I was very unprepared.
It was poor.
This week,
it was absolutely poor.
I have a cast. I have four characters, and I'm ready to go. So let's do it.
Okay, we're going for a very topical film today. Star Wars: A New Hope.
Episode 4. So it was the first one they ever made, then retitled Episode 4: A New Hope.
So topical at the moment, obviously, because George Lucas just sold the whole Star Wars franchise, the whole shebang. Did you like that, the way I said that?
Yeah, that was
added a little
weird.
Something.
A bit weird.
Oh, okay.
But I liked it.
Okay, cool. Sold it to Disney for over $4 billion.
Wow.
And Disney is now following up with Episode 7, Episode 8, and Episode 9.
Yeah.
So, which should be absolutely fascinating. Is it a good idea or is it a bad idea?
I think the first Episode 1, 2, and 3 were bad ideas. Mm. So, I mean, well, I don't think they were bad ideas. The first three that they made.
Yeah.
Just such amazing films.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, the next three.
I really enjoyed Episode 2 and Episode 3.
Yeah.
Like, entertainment-wise.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're entertaining.
They're
just not there.
Yeah,
they're
dramatic.
They're just not on the level of the original Star Wars movies. So
there's a lot of pressure. I would be lying if I said I wasn't excited.
Yeah, no, I'm still
very excited to see them.
Yeah.
But I'm slightly worried. Because you can ruin them a lot more by doing them after than leading up to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In my opinion.
I think so too.
Anyway, so we've decided to recast. This is probably the most dangerous recast.
This is quite dangerous.
Because people find this very sacred.
Yeah, it is sacred.
We're Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker. Let's do it.
Oh, no, I was going to say the people we're recasting.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Princess Leia, Han Solo, and
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There you go. Just so people know where we're heading.
Yeah.
Right, now we're off, though. Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker.
I will begin.
Okay.
Now, may I say, I wanted to cast someone.
Zac Efron.
No. That's who I thought you were going to cast.
I had to fight myself, as always, for any young character. Not to cast
doesn't surprise
him.
Me. Now, I'm going to say it. I really want to cast a younger Matt Damon, like the Good Will Hunting Matt Damon. I really, really wanted him.
You could maybe go through his older movies.
Yeah.
And with computer technology, take him out and edit it together so he can, you know, enough footage.
Willing. I'll
so
be willing to do it.
But,
this is a lot. For episode 7, if Luke has to be older, cast Matt Damon. But I have gone with Emile Hirsch.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right?
I don't know.
Who I'm talking about, though, don't you?
Yeah, I've read a lot about him. I don't think I've seen him in much.
Into the Wild, it was amazing in that film.
I haven't
film.
Seen that yet.
Speed Racer, yeah.
I almost cast him in something a few weeks ago. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but... well, I've gone with him for Luke.
Right.
You seem quite happy with that. He's shorter as well, and Mark Hamill was slightly shorter, so...
I think that's fine. That's fine casting, yeah.
All right.
Okay, I've decided to go with Dave Franco. James Franco's younger brother.
No.
Why?
Can I see a photo of him? I'm worried already.
I'll get it up.
Now, we discussed why Dave Franco? What has he done?
I've only ever seen him in one movie, and it was 21 Jump Street.
Okay. He played a small character in the...
Oh, okay, you've gone for lookalikes.
No.
He looks actually a little bit like a young Marlon Brando.
I picked that photo because he's got similar hair. He normally has his hair up, and he looks a lot less like Skywalker, but I picked the one where he's got the fringe.
Cause, yeah.
But,
okay, looking at that... He doesn't look too bad, but I'm not too sure about just going, you and your brother fascination at the moment.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I can pick the rest of your cast, rest of the Franco family.
There is a bit of a theme in mind.
Princess Leia, Susie Franco.
No, Han Solo James.
Yeah.
And then the dad playing the Obi-Wan role. No, yeah. I haven't done that. I thought about it.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
Okay, should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. Princess Leia.
Princess Leia. I'll scroll down.
No, just tell me. They can't see it. Okay. They'll have to wait. Just tell me.
I've gone with Eva Green. Vespa Lynn from Casino Royale.
Yeah, I'm going to say too old.
Too old?
Yeah. I know I usually hit you with the age things, but Princess Leia, I think, is a little bit more youthful if you think about it.
I don't think she's too old.
Okay. She seems okay, though.
Yeah.
Seems alright. I'm more confident with my one.
Who is it?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's in the prime of her time.
And she's
really going to hit that Princess Leia. And she's going to work
not, I'm
well
not seeing it.
In the cast.
I'm not seeing it.
Well, wait till you see it. And then you'll be like, oh.
Right, okay. I'll have to wait for the remake to come out to be fully...
Why aren't you confident with that one?
I don't know. I like her in The Hunger Games. I like Jennifer Lawrence, but...
Yeah.
Just don't know.
Because she's got strength, but at the same time, innocence.
Yeah.
Mmm.
That's...
Making you change your mind a little bit?
No. I'm sticking with Eva Green.
Oh.
Okay, should we move on?
Han Solo. Well...
You go first. There was a bit of an awkward pause.
There was a bit of an awkward pause.
Are you a bit nervous about this casting?
Well... On the topic of Franco's, I went with James Franco.
James Franco, wow.
I did, actually.
We should release our remakes at the same time, so it'll be like brother rivalry.
Yeah, whoa, that could be interesting. No, I did actually go for James Franco. I could really see him taking on that role.
Yeah.
And as when I pictured the three of them working all together,
yeah,
it would work.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I love James Franco.
Yeah.
Happy with him in anything.
Yeah.
and Akasa's younger brother. So, I mean, I love the whole family.
Do you know he's playing The Wizard of Oz soon?
Yeah, he is.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what that movie's going to be like. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it looks colourful.
Interesting to see. Okay, I've gone with... This is slightly controversial.
Mm.
I didn't intentionally do it, but I've gone with a slight theme here of slightly less successful younger brothers. I've cast Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson's younger brother,
who
I like.
Yeah,
I think he might have to lose a little bit of weight for the role.
Yeah, he's not overly action hero type.
No, but I can just see him doing it.
Yeah,
and, so
that's interesting. I didn't consider him for a second, but I'm not saying that's a bad choice.
Yeah,
I preferred my casting of James Franco over that.
I mean, we're always going to prefer our own casting.
Well, okay, fair enough. But at the same time, I don't mind it.
Yeah,
I actually don't mind it. It's okay.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. Obi-Wan. Oh, now I always pronounce this guy's name wrong.
Yeah.
So you begin.
Well, I almost decided that it would be a good... Because once I realised... I actually thought Luke Wilson was older than Owen Wilson, but then realised he wasn't. So I was like thinking... Because...
Don't tell me you cast Owen Wilson.
But I just want to say this, that I have an older brother who is more successful than me. So I was thinking like maybe I was subconsciously just getting drawn to these people. And then I thought maybe I should continue the theme of less successful younger brothers.
Is this why you confide in them?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Subconsciously.
Yeah.
But I almost went with Nigel Connery, Sean Connery's younger brother, who's done a couple of movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's retired now, so I'd have to obviously give him a lot of money to get him out of retirement. but I decided not.
Yeah.
I went with Jeffrey Rush.
Interesting. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I love Jeffrey Rush.
I always end up liking your older casting, like when you cast Morgan Freeman.
It's because I just pick likable people that everyone likes. Yeah. So it's like everyone's going to like Jeffrey Rush.
Oh, I do like Jeffrey Rush. I went with Kenneth
Yeah.
Branagh for
Kenneth Branagh? Kenneth Branagh, I think.
Yeah, like the Shakespearean Gildery Lockhart in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
For the kids listening.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Cool. All right. I love finally the brothers, why we always get brothers from
there. Yeah, well maybe. There you go. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe that's the logic behind it.
Possibly.
Okay. I want to see both of the films.
Yeah, same. I'm looking forward to them.
Right, we're out.
We're out. There's no music out, so let's just carry on.
Casting news with Kimberly Crossman.
Yes.
We're going to keep this short today, aren't we?
Yes. We have big news. We've decided...
to cut the segment.
To cut the segment from the show.
Yeah.
Apologies to all the fans of Casting News with Kimberly Crossman.
If you want it to stay... Start a petition.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we are willing to bring it back, but for now...
Like, we wanted to keep it going, but Kimberly wasn't doing enough.
Yes, basically.
We lost material. Mm. To be fair, I think it's going to come back at times.
Yeah. Well, when she does something big, we'll definitely update
we'll keep you up to date.
But it's just not going to be a regular segment.
And I'm sure she'll be on the show in a few weeks. So,
hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, moving on. Well, why don't we just keep it short this week?
Yeah.
You know, people got busy lives.
Yeah.
One word review?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. What have you seen, Paul?
I rewatched for probably the fourth time.
Yeah.
Tais-toi. Don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. What?
What's that?
It's a French film. I think it's Shut Up in French. It's okay. Tais-toi. I think that's how it's pronounced. T-A-I... I can't even spell it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try and spell it. But French movie... And what word should I use? I don't want to just say classic, because that's just the one we always use. I'll just say hilarious.
Hilarious?
I love that movie. One of my favourite French films. Love it. It must watch it. Anyone who hasn't seen it. Even if you don't normally like subtitled films, it's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. I went for... To be fair, I'm not going to lie. It's been a busy week. I haven't really seen any films. But there's a couple of films I've never talked about. And they've just been released. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. See, I told you before the thing that I knew what word you were going to use. And you were like, I don't know if you will. And I was like, I think it's going
to
be amazing.
I was trying to lead you down a different path. No. Just get you a little bit confused. So when I said it, it would amaze you.
Well, no, it didn't. But I agree. Amazing moving. Love it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. You got anything else?
No.
Well, it's been a quiet week. Also saw Dark Shadows is out, and I saw that a while ago. Quirky,
okay. Eva Green from my Star Wars cast.
Yeah, she is, actually.
I haven't seen it, but...
She's interesting in it. Gets up to a lot of mayhem and stuff, right. So...
So is that one word review done?
That's one word review done. Guess we're on to the prize.
Prize time! That's what we call the segment, prize time.
Yeah. And we always say it together.
Yeah.
Prize time! Yes! Right. So we have this large tennis ball from the film Wimbledon. Not actually used in it, but I'm sure they used it this exact replica for like close-ups of the tennis ball and stuff. You know?
Ones where they needed giant balls.
Yeah. So the question for it is, what sport should have a film based around it which we haven't seen yet? No, that doesn't make sense.
Well, I just feel like there's surely movies about every like.
No, there's no water polo team.
There might be somewhere.
Croquet.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, there's. I'm sure there's a lot of. You're just being a little bit narrow-minded.
Maybe
I think.
Just a bit. So not just name the sport, but maybe say a little bit about the movie. Maybe the lead actor and a quick description.
Yeah. All right. What is your sports movie going to be?
Yeah, sports movie. That's cool.
Yeah. Cool. Right, well, I guess that's us.
That's us for the week.
Oh, what a pleasure. Next week, we'll go to the movies. Yeah?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, because
we will.
It's nice doing classic, but at the same time, people want up to date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to keep up with the times.
Keep up with the times. So we'll see a movie, and then we'll...
So look forward to that.
Yeah. All right.
This has been Movie Magic with Ben and Paul. I've been Paul.
I've been Ben.
And I've been John. What? Sorry. That was me.
Oh, it was so crisp and clear.
That was me pretending to be John.
Yeah.
With your acting skills,
so many people would have just been like, oh, who is that?
Who's John? Third member.
Yeah.
But no.
But
no. There's no John here.
No John.
Bye.
See ya.